When the Lynx Blue Line extension opened 7 months ago, the Charlotte Area Transit System thought it would carry more passengers than the original light rail line. So far, that hasn't happened. The extension is carrying fewer passengers than projected, but Kat says that ridership is starting to increase. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
When CATS was building the $1.1 billion light rail extension, the transit system projected the entire 19-mile line would carry about 33,500 passengers each weekday in the first year. The train is supposed to keep increasing passengers each year after that. Instead, the Lynx has averaged 25,400 weekday passengers in the first full 6 months of operation. But CATS Chief Executive John Lewis says ridership is picking up.
I think when you look at the trend, I mean, we opened in March. I think we got good preliminary numbers. And then, you know, with UNC Charlotte being a major destination and a major trip generator being out over the summer, we lost some ridership over the summer. But since September, we've been on the right track.
In August, the Lynx averaged 27,100 weekday trips, its highest monthly total since the extension opened. That fell to 26,200 in September, though Hurricane Florence shut down much of the city for 1 day before its arrival. Katz also said the Lynx extension has lost some riders because the NCDOT hasn't finished the East Sugar Creek Road Bridge, which makes it difficult to reach the park-and-ride lot at the Sugar Creek Station. But it's unclear how much more ridership will grow. Across the nation, and in Charlotte, transit ridership has fallen. Experts say a number of factors are driving the decrease, such as more Americans owning cars and relatively cheap gasoline. People are also using rideshare companies like Uber and Lyft.
I thought the traffic projections were way out of scale when I first saw them.
That's David Harkin, a retired UNC Charlotte professor who's now a transportation consultant. Harkin says a problem with the extension is that, as of now, there aren't many jobs or people living near the stations.
And I've said this for years, but I guess it takes a few $1 billion in a few cities for folks to come around to realize that, you know, we basically, you know, built this on a dream that never materialized. Society's moved on. Everybody's got cars or access to cars or access to something almost better than a car, which is an Uber trip for times when you really shouldn't be out on the road driving.
The original rail line went through some relatively dense areas of the city that had already been developed, especially in South End and at Woodlawn and Tyvelo Roads. On the Blue Line extension, the Parkwood and 25th Street stations north of Uptown are adjacent to Norfolk Southern rail tracks, and there's little high-density development nearby. Lewis says that's changing.
Those were not surprising. I think we're building not only for today's ridership, but the future. And I think as that corridor continues to develop, we'll see the same trends on the Blue Line extension that we saw on the opening of the original first phase.
CATS is still moving ahead with plans to build new rail lines that could cost as much as $7 billion. One proposed line would run from Uptown to Lake Norman. Another project, called the Silver Line, would run from Matthews to the airport via Uptown. By the end of the year, CATS says it will make a recommendation on how the Silver Line should pass through Uptown Charlotte. One option is an east-west tunnel that would be about a mile and a half long. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.